Bonim Atem, that's the Bonim, and then in Perek Vav we'll deal with Reyosei, and then we'll bring it all back together again, hopefully. Remember, still trying to get to the original place we started, and that is to understand Mi Ani. Okay. Shema Chachamim Masechtas Avos Perek Gimel Chodiv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. The Mishnah in Perek Avos in Perek Gimel tells us that Chodiv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. Adam is very Chodiv, is very beloved, precious, because he was created Yesh Mi'ayin B'Tzelem, whatever that means. Chibi Yaseira Noidat Loi Shenivra B'Tzelem. There's an added endearment that we were notified that we were created B'Tzelem. Shenema, ki B'Tzelem Elokim Oseh Sa'adam. Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Oseh Sa'adam. It doesn't say borrow, it says Oseh. There's a few psukim in Reishit that uses the Loshon ki B'Tzelem, ki B'Tzelem borrow, ki B'Tzelem Oseh. There's a whole discussion there. In Chelek Gimel of this series, in Bais Yehudi, he goes into this in depth. The different Briyas and Yetziras and Asiyas of Tzelem. There he comes to a conclusion that's different to this one. And I mentioned yesterday, there was a question yesterday about the Goyim, whatever, Tzelem and Ikim, Lobit Tzelem, Kim. We'll see, yeah, there needs a discussion here about whether Yaris is Dafka, that the Umas Olam of Tzelem, Kim. We have to see what that means. I'm not going to go into that now. So what's this Yaseir, what's this added aspect? Hashem, we chaviv, you know? And there's an added chavivus that he tells us that we chaviv. And where do you learn that out from? Ki b'tzelem elokim oseh sa'adam. Let's understand what this means. Chaviv in Yisrael shenikra bonim lamakum. Chib Yaseir nadat lem shenikra bonim lamakum shenema bonim atem l'shelem akeicha. Second teaching in the Mishnah is that there's this chavivus that we call bonim, and there's an added chavivus that we were told that we called bonim, because it says in the pasuk in chumash bonim atem l'shem elokeich. So the Rambam, not in Perek Gimel but in Perek Dalet, mefarish es kavonas hamishne shechibi yaseire hi ma shehodia lano kodesh baruch hu shanach nibonov hodu zu mivi otanu la'ein b'mechus hakesher v'achibus shel bonim atem l'shem elokeich. This brings us, this notification that we are Bonim, this brings us to a place where we ma'ayin, we go deeply to understand the essence of what this kesha and the chiba is of Bonim Hashem Lelkech. That's what the Rambam says. When yanim onu lahavin ma'am aloseinu al pnei kol yoshvei table, ze ma'od manyen otanu, interesting, we're all very interested to find out what is the added mila, what is this additional quality that we have over everybody else in the world, shehem shegam haim nivra b'tzelem elokim, but they also created b'tzelem elokim. So yeah, he says that everybody else is also created b'tzelem elokim. If you go in Chelek Gimel, you'll see it's different there. As I said, I don't want to go into the whole sugya here. We'll work with what we have in front of us for now. The other stuff we'll have to deal with, that needs a hesbah. So that's the question. If we're bonim l'shem elokeichem, and there's this added chavivus that he notified us that we bonim l'shem elokeichem, because there's a pasuk telling us that.
I was one minute late. That's not bad.
The Rambam says that to arouse in you a desire to learn and understand what is this kesha, and what is the advantage we have over everybody else, because everyone is trapped itself. So ma kola chidish po fas. Vehinei, chiluk godol kaim ben ayachas shemanik melech lavodov lenesinov leezrach ha'artsoi leben ayachas shemanik of lebenoi. I think it's a double portion, but the relationship that the king has to his servants and to the rest of his citizens, the way he cares for them and provides them for what they need, is very different to the relationship that a father has to a son. היחס של מלך לעבודיו הוא יחס של כבוד וממשלה. There's a melech and an eved, and even though he could be very good to this eved, he could be a very benevolent king to the eved, but it's still a relationship that's based on kovod וממשלה. יחס זה מחייב גינוי למלכות. This relationship requires all the parameters of how people behave in front of the king. הפרה קלה של כבוד המלך מחייב מיסה. The smallest infringement of Kavod HaMelech, you say hello in the wrong tone, or you step forward instead of standing back, or you bow in the wrong way, is Chayv Misa. אפילו אם נשיא לשולם למלך, הוא עסקור לשמוי שלו בכל הכובד הרואי מחייבס ניסה. It's not saying hello to the king when you're supposed to, or saying hello to the king when you're not supposed to. These are all things that מחייב ניסה. כובד המלך מחייב היסייחסוס מיוחדס במינו ודיק בקרב. The way a person relates to the king requires an enormous amount of exactitude. And the consequences are very big because there's not a pogam in the personal. Oh, sorry, I forgot to record this. I just noticed. I'm going to switch on the recording again. Sorry, the recording started late again. I'm really not good at this. So if you're not here, I apologize that you missed the first 7 minutes or whatever. It'll teach you for coming late or not coming at all. So what we were dealing with here, just one second. Somebody remind me what I was trying to say, or we'll just forget about it.
Yirat Hashem of a king is much more hectic than a child and a king.
You know, that I got, but I was about to say something else, whatever. Anyway, I got distracted, obviously, I shouldn't have wanted to say it. All right. So Kovar HaMelech Haibas Hitzviasus Mechudas B'mina B'dikdu Krav. Okay, so the relationship you have with the king requires an enormous amount of exactitude, and the smallest infringement can lead to a Chayv Misa. Oh, sorry, what I wanted to say was that's not because it's a Pagam person of the king. It's a Pagam in the concept of Malchus. Moirud B'Malchus, why it's Chayv Misa, is not because we upset that you might have hurt the feelings of the king. There's that as well, you're not supposed to hurt anyone's feelings. But the reason why it's so strict is because it's a pagam in the whole musag of malchus, of kovod. It's not that the poor king got insulted, that's why you get killed, because he's better than you. That's not true. The problem here is when there's a pagam in malchus, the whole musag of malchus, of some chut of authority in the world falls apart. That's what's a choshub here. Anyway. Zoyz vayda, yachas hadari ben amelech lavod of kaim rak kol od evet ze mesharises interest amaluchar. It's understood that the relationship that exists between the king and the Eved is only as long as the Eved is still working for and serving the interests of the king. If the Eved, whatever, for some reason, he gets ill, he can't serve the king anymore, so he gets swapped to somebody else. Now he doesn't get to come into the king's chambers anymore. The guy whose job it is to hang up the king's clothes or to polish shoes, he has enormous privileges. He can come into the inner chambers of the melech. Even the prime minister can't come in there. And this lowly Eved can, yeah, as long as he's serving the interests of the king, he's polishing his shoes or whatever. But if he gets swapped for somebody else, so he can't even come into the palace anymore, let alone into the inner chamber. Zu yachas shel yira, v'chenem ha-melech shemoichel kveida ein kveida moichel. There it is. That's based on Yira, that's the relationship that's based on Yira, and it's based on the fact of this Musag of Melech Shemoichel Al Kvoda, Ein Kvoda Moichel. Melech can't be Moichel on his Kovod because it's not his Kovod. It's the Kovod of the Melucha. There's no Viturim Klal in this area because it's not the Melech's to B'mevateh. It's the Musag of Malchus that is being infringed upon. So that's the relationship of a king to his servants and also to his other citizens. Shoyne lechalotin hu hayachas shel bnoi la'av lebnoi. Haben kashur bekishre mishpacha im aviv. The son is bound to the father with a familial relationship. Hu kashur mishpachas aviv tomid. He's bound to the family of the father forever and always. Gam im yeh ben lo yutzlach o ben she'ene roi leplo. Even if he's the worst possible son, he could be mamash as the worst case scenario you can pick up of a son, but he's still a son. Aviv yashgiach alav ka'al b'bat einoy v'yoyvoto. The father will still look after him, take care of him, and will be the first person when the kid's in trouble. The first person there is going to be the father.
1 minute late included a shower.
I'm not talking about with his aberrations and things have gone cuckoo. I'm talking about in the normal environment.
You were right.
And Eved would say to the king, please can I eat off your plate? There would be off with his head, never mind the plate. That's Moirud B'malchus. Lumen Zois, the Gavet Ben Amru Chazal is a Dvarim Aboy. Klape of son, the Chazal tell us the following. The Ma'adav Adoyme, Ve'oshi shaya bloy ben. He was a big rich man and he had a son. Bo'obon ebi beis ha-sefer matzat tamchun lifnei aviv. The son comes home from school and there's this wonderful smorgasbord laid out in front of the father. Not al avid chaticha achas, but lost alo. So the father took a little piece of whatever it was and he gave it to him. Ma'os ha-bnoi. So what did the son do? He said to his father, he said, no, I don't want what's on the table, I want what's in your mouth. I don't know if that's advisable today with viruses, whatever. So what did he do? He gave it to him. The lama, why? Because he's so beloved to him, he gives him from his mouth. Obviously this is a marshal. Once again, I don't know if it's recommended, but it's a marshal. What's the marshal? Ki Hashem yiten chochme mipiv da'asus tfu. This is a midrash in Shmois Rabbah. It's a midrash, obviously, has to be understood, even though the marshal needs to be understood. What kind of a marshal is this? What's the value of giving your son food that's been in your mouth? So what were you talking about? So okay, that's a limud needs understanding, but the marshal is, the nimshal is clear. It's talking about the way that Hashem gives us chochme. It's his chokhmah, it's from his mouth itself. This is talking about someone who's learning Torah, who is very beloved in Hashem, by Hashem. When you're sitting in front of your Gemara or any other sefer and you're learning, you're mamish learning from the mouth of Hashem. By the way, this is not philosophy, theory that a person has to keep in his head. These are things that have to be internalized. One of my rabbis used to say after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he used to say, how many times did you say Avinu Malkeinu? A couple thousand times we said Avinu Malkeinu. He says, so why do we still feel like stateless orphans? Your father, who loves you, cares for you, happens to be the king of the world. And you still walk around with this hole inside of you like you feel you're a nobody. Why? This has to be interlaced. These things we're discussing about now, the chavivas, how much Hashem loves us, bonim Hashem l'Hashem alokecho. These are things that have to become real. These are not theoretical discussions. We have to take this and sit in a corner for many, many weeks and internalize this. Yachas akeva, because otherwise we're not going to find out who we are really. This is going to be another theoretical, interesting geshmaka discussion, and then we'll move on feeling miserable. That's not the goal. Yachas akeva b'em l'b'noi, nechshav ka'avam ha'kakeles ha'sashura. This relationship, this closeness between a father and a son is what's considered Ava Makakeles as Ashura. It's a love that breaks all rules. Ain kan gininu malchus, there's none of the strictures and the statutes and the laws and the correct chivalries of when you're dealing with a king. At today that the son eats from the mouth of the father. Vazu metzias chaim achas, shemima shenizon ze kriyochol nizon gam ze. They eat off the same plate, they live off the same mezainas. So that's one big chiluk. Kim chiluk nosef, iman dehu yivkoa ba'avodov shel melech. If somebody would come and get into trouble, or get into fight, or insult, or hurt the eved of the king, even if the eved was the most loyal, devoted servant of the king, ha'melech yitzar al kach. The melech would be very upset that somebody insulted or somebody was wronging unjustly his favorite eved. The gamya said, "Punus mi yisemes b'matara latziloi," and the king would do certain things in order to help the king, to help the eved and to protect him. Ulaize al gvul misuyam. There's a certain amount of help that the king would give him. Bazel is not going to turn the kingdom upside down for his eved. Lumasayis imishu yenase liblod b'noi. But somebody comes along and he starts up with his kid. The father goes nuts. We'll turn the world upside down to save his son. Don't start with my kid. And that's how Hashem behaved in Mitzrayim. He turned the whole of Mitzrayim upside down, turned the whole world, the whole Marechet HaTeva on its head. To take Bni B'chayri Yisrael, my firstborn beloved son Yisrael. Kasher Paro Sirav, when Paro said no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shidit et kol Marechet HaTeva v'yitzu Paro Mishal. Hashem turned mamish tamish when Kaviyachol, because they used to say Hashem went bananas, so to speak. you're starting off with my kid, whoa, you're in trouble. Now for an Eved, Hashem doesn't do that. חושב לציין כי למרות האוים אליל שהקשר בין אב לבנו הוא קשר כופי ומוכרח, despite what we said about that this relationship between Hashem and between a father and a son is a imperative relationship, it's forced upon you, can't end it. Abed הוא בנו של אבי ברצוינו ושלו ברצוינו, you, your father, son, whether you like it, whether you want it, whether you don't. וכן להפך, למרות זו יש גם כאן הניח לקדוש ברוך הוא ביקר להתגדר בו. Nevertheless, even though this relationship is forced upon you, you can't end it, you can't change it, but Hashem did leave a certain area for us to define what kind of relationship it's going to be. גם במרח הזה קיים מרחב הנתון לברכוסינו. There is a בחירה as well in the father-son relationship. המרחב הוא איזה סוג בונים הנרוצים להיות, וכפי שנסבר לעלה. This is the big one. This is a major, major סוגי that we're about to get into. Very choshud, important sugya, probably one of the most important sugyas you'll ever learn. And that is the bechira that we have, what kind of a son are we going to be? That's the choice you have, and that's a massive choice. We'll see the ramifications now. במצרים גילו לנו הקדוש ברוך הוא מעלתנו, שאין אנו נחשבים כבנים בלבד, אלא כבן בכור. When Hashem told us in Mitzrayim, Bnei Bechori Yisrael, what's the limud? What do we learn out that Hashem called us Bnei Bechori Yisrael? What's a Bechor got to do with it? As the Maharal explains, Shemailas ben Bechori Yosef ben Yochid. What's the Maharal of a Bechor? The Bechor is the only child in the family that was at some stage an only child. That's the Maharal of Bechor. The second kid comes along, he's already there's him and the Bechor. When the Bechor is around, he's the only child. The Kol Mishpacha Yesh Ben Bechor Echad Bilvad. You can only have one Bechor in a family. And so first thing you need to know, get this internalized, get this into your kish, because you have to work with this, it's going to be traveling with you for a long time if you stick around, yeah. Because we're not just Bonim Atem L'Hashem L'Kecho, but each and every Yid has to know and feel, because it's true, that he's a Ben Yochid. Ben Yochid is Shutav TV L'Kol HaShe'ifas V'HaTochniyot Shel Aviv. An only child is a very different kind of a creature. He is a central focus of all the father's aspirations and all his plans. V'amam anachnu k'v'yochol Shutfim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Technit Abriah. And we, as we mentioned, are Shutfim, we partners with Hashem in all the plans and all the tafkidim of the Briah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mosev Yadayim is called Gnozov V'Etzoraisov. Hashem handed over to us all the secrets of the kingdom, of his rulership, of his wealth, of his storehouses, of everything. Revelation Chazal, I'm going straight to the translation, Keben Yochid She'oviv Yashlit Bekol Gnozov. It's like an only child that Hashem put in charge of all his, in all of his treasuries. However, Kol Yudin Nitnu Koyches Liyosh Shelet Begin Zeh Melech. Every Yid is given the koyach, the power, the ability to rule over the Ginzei HaMelech. Molchus Shel Olam, the king of the universe. U'b'chalotei lo heitzi min ha-koyach lepoel is tchunas ha-ben yochid sheboi. We have inside of us potential called ben yochid, and we all have ability to bring that out, to actualize that, to bring that into, to realize that. V'adavah tolu b'b'chira shi, that's tolu on our b'chira. Each person in his own personal world, wherever he is, that's a bechira that each person makes, and no one else can make it for you. The Kol HaNegei Yetzias Mitzrayim Keneged Ava Bonim Divrei Torah. Ubeetzem Kamayim Ha'olam Yishnu Gam Ben Chamishi Asher Einu Magi Klal L'Shulchan HaSeida. So let's see where he's going with this.
The Bechor, that means you have specific tools, but that means also you have specific responsibility and also a specific task to do. That means it's 100%. Like a balance.
100%. Yes, comes with enormous privileges, to be the only child that will come, enormous privileges, but it comes with immense responsibility as well. Yeah. And also the father has to teach the son all the tools and techniques that he needs in order to run the country properly to the benefit of all the citizens. In Rachinami. That's the Torah. That's Hashem gave us the keys to understanding how to function properly in the world. But you're right, it comes with enormous, enormous responsibilities. Bishvili Rivna Olam is an enormous responsibility. It means I'm responsible for all my celebrations. But that's a heavy responsibility. Rachinami, 100%. And we'll see now that that's Bechira. That's the responsibility manifests itself and expresses itself in the workings of Bechira Chofshi. If you don't have Bechira, so then you don't have any responsibility, because you can't choose, you just do whatever you were programmed to do. If you have Bechira, so now you have enormous responsibility to use that correctly. That's not so posh. Okay, so let's just get back to Yetzirat Mitzrayim. It would be nice to have learned this before Pesach, but flag this for next year for the Hachana for Pesach and Moedika piece here. It's a little bit complicated, but we'll get through it. It's not too difficult, and it comes out, it's going to give us an enormous maftach to understanding a lot about who we are. So the Torah talks about four sons, and he says there's a fifth son. There's a fifth son who didn't make it to the Leila Seder at all. Who's that fifth son? Yetzirat Mitzrayim lo yisishav b'kol. We know that Yetzirat Mitzrayim wasn't equal for everybody. There were four categories, classes of people. Besides the four kids that did get out of Mitzrayim and made it to Leila Seder, there was a fifth kid who didn't want to go out of Mitzrayim. I'm not going into, we'll deal with it at length. We're not finished with the fifth son. He's a very important creature in the whole of our understanding of who we are, Klal Yisrael, and where we are today. But he got left in Mitzrayim. We know that 80%, you see, that's what we're going to deal with now. Everybody knows that 80% of Klal Yisrael didn't come out of Mitzrayim. They died in the Makas Choshech. And only 20% of Klal Yisrael came out. Learn it from a pasuk. Let's see how Chazal learned up this sugya and how he himself, Reb Israel, as a Moedik Achidisha, unbelievable shtikel Torah. Fine, I think we have enough time to restart. But the Rebbe Chazal HaKadoshim in the Midrash Tanchum and B'Shalach, Anu Moitzim Dov Pele, the Chamushim Olu B'nai Israel. Learned that from the pasuk of Chamushim. Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim armed. Chazal say the Chamushim is Chamishim. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara, in the Midrash. Echad mi-chamisha, does that mean one in five came out? V'yeish oimim echad mi-chamishim, is it one in 50? V'yeish oimim echad mi-chamesh mod, maybe it's only one in 500. V'hu ye'ime, ha-avoide lo echad mi-chamesh esalofim. It was one in 5,000. So this is a major machlokes. In how many of Klal Yisrael already came out. We used to say 80% died and 20% came out. We see from the Midrash, the local Kach Pashut. There's one in five, that's 20%. That's the opinion we normally go with. But then there's one in 50, one in 500, and one in 5,000. Emunim anu, al divrei chazal, v'ha, I don't know what the abbreviation is, v'ha,
Bari Makadoshim.
Bari?
Svarim
HaKadoshim. Shkach, in every machlokes, particularly in Agadita, particularly in Metzias, there's no machlokes in Metzias. They're not arguing here in how many people came out of Mitzrayim. It's very easy to find out. Just take out the video and count it. That's not called Kach Kasheh. Chazal never argued in a Metzias. They're arguing in a principle in halacha. There's not argument about whether one in five or one in 50. That's not what they're arguing about. And they're all correct. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. V'im kei nishalus ha'shay le'keitzat tisparish machlekes zu. How do you explain this machlekes? V'yuchad kashay niru sheyesh kan machlekes v'metzias. Because it seems there's machlekes in metzias. And there's never a machlekes in metzias in Torah. Never. When it looks like a machlekes in metzias, you have to know how to deal with it. So he says like this, Nira Loimba ki oisam abba bonim shekenegdam divrei Torah abba madrega seim zulam ala mizu. These four bonim that the Torah talks about are four levels, one above each other. We're not going to be able to do this today. Kamu yishno ben chamishi asher lo zocher lagi lelayla seder. Then there's the fifth who doesn't make it to the pot all. Veim oisa abba chamishi oiz shemesu begimol yamei achoshek b'mitzrayim. They had this forfeit their dad in the plague of darkness in Mitzrayim. Ma'aleim Omen Abin HaRosha Asher Zochel Yegel Mitzrayim. Then above him, the one that didn't make it is the Rosha, because we see the Rishoyim did come out of Mitzrayim. If you tell me that the ones who stayed in Mitzrayim were the Rishoyim and the Tzadikim came out, that's not true, because there were a bunch of Rishoyim that came out. All Erev Rav, who is still suffering from today, came out. So it's not them. The Rosha also came out. He was an Avoros boy, Avoros Zorah, and you have to blunt his teeth. He wanted to come out, and so he came out. How many of the Rishoyim are there that came out of Mitzrayim? One in five. But toich oisach hamishis shezokte lagia leleila seder da'ayin shezikte lirois esaru leves Yeshua Hashem lo kolom ha'yushov adarga chiluk madregas yesh b'nayim aben she'eni day lishoyel einu rosha kekodmoy. The son who doesn't have to ask, he's not a rosha, he's just whatever. Ulam ha'shibit b'mitzrayim he just can't ask questions anymore. He's lost all curiosity. He's been so battered by the Golos that he just, whatever, he's become numbed a little bit and he's not curious anymore. He doesn't have any questions. I'm sure you all know people like that. How many of them were there? One in 50. There were a lot less of those in the Rishoyim. Malayim hayu atamin. She safram hayu mu'ut yoyter. She misparam, sorry, hayu mu'ut yoyser. Echad mechamish ma'ot. Tamim, there was only one in 500. Umalayim hayu achachomim. And above them were the chachomim, who there was very, very few. There was only one in 5,000. In Tzadal Lamdim, ke'elu ve'eli divrei Elokim Chayim. It's a beautiful pshat. That's how you understand the Midrash. And everyone's correct. Each son has his a uniqueness and his daga of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Chachomim came from Mitzrayim lagamre. The Chachomim came from Mitzrayim completely, totally untainted. Yelusha bonim yotzu ulahem lo choimam et ha-mitzriyut. All the others came out, each with his share, with his package of Mitzrikkeit. Of Mitzrayim that had attached itself to him. They didn't remove themselves totally from the bonds of the Shibud of the Golos. They're carrying around with them a whole bunch of Goyish stuff inside of them still. It's considered that they weren't really redeemed because they still somehow mishubad to Mitzrayim. Their bodies come out of Mitzrayim, but different aspects of their personalities are still ruled over by Ashkofas HaMitzris. Okay, I'm not going to go further now. There's a lot to discuss here. The Metz Hashem will pick it up tomorrow. We'll summarize what we've done and we'll do that tomorrow. It's hard to get moving forward here, but not much you can do with what we just said now, but the Metz Hashem will pick this up and see where we go. We're there tomorrow. If you've got any questions, I'm around, I'm not going anywhere. Otherwise, tomorrow again at the
Did we just pay that to 4